From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.
And I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we're following this week. The fire danger in Cook County and the entire northern two-thirds of the state has been reduced from extreme to high as of yesterday morning. Campfires and recreational fires remain banned throughout all of Cook County, and the Kekakabic Trail, connector trails, and loops are closed until further notice. As weather conditions develop, we'll keep you informed of any changes in fire conditions. However, as of now, restrictions remain in place. Under an order issued April 23rd by Sheriff Mark Falk, all campfires and burning of any kind is prohibited in Cook County. This includes fireworks, charcoal grills, and open flame torches. Violation of the sheriff's fire ban can result in criminal charges and restitution for damages. One new fire has been reported in the northeast Minnesota region, and so far in the northeast, 405 fires have been reported, burning 2,874 acres. Three fires are reported to be burning in the west fire region of Ontario today in the Thunder Bay District. So far this season, over 2,000 acres have burned in Ontario. None of those have occurred along the international border with Cook County.
The Arrowhead Regional Arts Council, or ARAC, recently approved grant applications totaling over $159,000 to be awarded in McKnight ARAC Artist Support Grants, McKnight ARAC Administrative Support Grants, and ARAC Art Project Grants. Grand Marais Art Colony received $4,000 to increase the hours of its part-time staff person to allow the administrator more time to focus on strategic planning for marketing and programming. The Art Colony also received a $6,000 grant to produce an expanded plein air competition and exhibition in the fall of 2010. The Grand Marais Playhouse will get $6,000 to assist in producing Cole Porter's You Never Know and $5,700 to produce the play Dinner with Friends. Both productions will occur later this year. The funding for these grants is made available through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, an appropriation from the Minnesota State Legislature and the McKnight Foundation.
Groups looking for project funding through the 1% sales tax continue to meet, preparing to bring their findings to the county board. With no 1% oversight committee yet in place, commissioners have encouraged local boards to collect data on their building projects. According to Auditor-Treasurer Brady Powers, the tax has been collected from the beginning of April. He said it would be convenient for the tax collection to remain untapped for a year, so his office could get a clearer idea of the actual average revenue picture. After a year, it would be possible, however, for some of the smaller projects to request cash from the 1% balance. Powers feels the more likely approach will be to group all projects requesting funding in a lump sum bonding action. Bond interest rates remain low, and Powers speculates they could stay that way for a year or so. The Community Center Board of Trustees has been collecting data regarding user groups. That data gathered through surveys has been tabulated and is ready now for the use of a pre-design architect. Commissioner Bob Fenwick told the County Board Tuesday that discussions with the Senior Center to be included in the Community Center plan continue and seem positive.
There is no clear-cut answer that I have gotten from them regarding whether they actually want to move, what they would do with the old center, and so forth. But I think all those discussions with them have been positive to this point, and the discussion of their involvement with the plans of the Community Center, they look good.
According to Community Center Director Diane Booth, the board has also put together a list of other community centers located in Minnesota and Wisconsin. They plan to have groups traveling to some sites in order to bring back information about features that have been requested by these communities. Booth said the pre-design request for proposal is in outline draft form, and the group will be meeting yet this week to do a review. The Grand Marais Library Board is actively seeking to hire an architect to make final drawings of a proposed 3,000-square-foot addition planned for the east and south sides of the current library building. Inclusion of the library in a community center complex has been discussed, but according to County Board Chair Fritz Sobania, who sits on the library board, that's not about to happen. The library board has decided to keep the library where it is and add on space to almost double the current size of the building. As soon as the board gets quotes back from several architects, they will present design costs to the county commissioners and discuss funding options, including use of the 1% sales tax.
The ISD 166 school board is ready to go to the public with a discussion about switching to a four-day school week. Cook County School Superintendent Beth Schwartz says the district scheduled four meetings in May to be held throughout the county so that the school board can gather community input. On May 10th, a session will be held up the Gunflint Trail. On May 13th, a meeting will be held in the West End, and on May 18th, in the East End. A Grand Marais session will be held on May 20th. Exact locations are still being worked out. Schwartz said, at this point, the board is trying to keep an open mind on switching to a four-day week. To hear more from Beth Schwartz on the possibility of switching to a four-day week in Cook County, visit WTIP.org.
The subject of bullying in school has inched toward center stage across the nation's educational system. It's also an issue in the middle school at ISD 166, where Superintendent Schwartz says bullying is more prevalent than she'd like it to be. In a letter sent to parents, Superintendent Schwartz outlined the school's short-term approach to handling recent reports of bullying. Class meetings will be held to discuss citizenship issues with all students, and discipline will be stepped up for bullying and classroom disruptions. Students who display good school citizenship and leadership qualities will be recognized, as will those whose social behaviors show improvement. Schwartz added that Cook County school students need to learn how to live respectfully with each other. To hear from Schwartz on this issue, visit WTIP.org and listen to an interview with the superintendent. For WTIP News, I'm Jay Anderson.
And I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.